Carina's Chemistry, with support from the Royal Society of Chemistry.
Super smug Sasha with the perfect flicky hair got a diamond ring for her birthday. It's so pretty. Oh, I'd love a diamond. Hey, I wonder if Chemistry could make one for me. A really twinkly one. Now that would be cool chemistry. No chance, mate. I might be a chemistry superhero, but it can take thousands of years to make natural diamonds, and I've got plans for later. Anyway, if you want amazing crystals, there's plenty here in your house already.
Where? They're definitely not in my jewellery box.
Nah, not there. Downstairs in the kitchen. It's salt!
No way is salt going to be as cool as diamonds. No way.
Ha, wait till you see. Salt isn't just a cool crystal. It has a load of superpowers too. Let's get tiny and check it out. You have a salt shaker, right?
Oh, salt crystals. They're well pretty. They look like squares, or more like hundreds of tiny white cubes. I can see right through them. They are like tiny diamonds.
They're pretty, aren't they? Crystals are a solid, where the atoms and molecules are arranged in a repeating pattern. Diamonds are okay, I suppose, but salt is just incredible.
Incredibly tasty, maybe. Mmm, salty chips. Mmm, salt and vinegar crisps.
That's because of the sodium. It's the main element in salt. Sodium is one of the chemicals our bodies need to survive. That's part of the reason salty things can taste good to us, and why people in pretty much any part of the world like putting salt in their food. Ooh, I could really fancy some chips now.
They are pretty, but they don't really look like superheroes.
Okay. One of salt's superpowers is what happens when you put it in water. Cue the water!
Oh, no! The crystals are disappearing. Is that their magic power?
The amazing disappearing salt crystals. If you tasted the water, you'd know the salt hadn't disappeared. The crystals are dissolving in the water. And if there was a prize for being the best thing ever at dissolving, salt would be it. Let's get down with the molecules to see what's happening.
It looks like the salt molecules are being ripped apart.
That's right. The two sides of the salt molecule are like total opposites. One has a positive charge and one has a negative charge. This makes them want to grab onto other molecules.
What, like to get away from each other? Me and Misha are like total opposites. And sometimes I need a break from her too.
Kind of. Water is the same in a way, and as the water and salt molecules grab hands, the salt molecule is torn apart, and that's how dissolving works.
There's a lot of it going on. Hardly any salt molecules left.
Yeah, water molecules just can't help themselves. They don't just swish about waiting for the salt. They'll even travel towards places where things like salt are taking up space.
Hey, it's a bit like the heat energy we saw in the fridge and the chemical energy in the battery. The water wants to share itself about too, doesn't it?
Yeah, chemistry is full of stuff sharing itself about, and water and salt together make a powerful double act. The water will even run through cell membranes of living things to get to where there's less water in a solution. Look, there's some cells over there in the salty water. You can see what I mean.
It looks like the cell is collapsing. It's deflating like a balloon.
Yeah? The water has travelled from an area of its high concentration, inside the cell walls, to an area where the concentration is lower, because of all the salt. Can you see what it's done to the cell?
Looks a bit limp and floppy now. All empty. Poor cell.
Ah, don't be sad. The clever bit for us humans is that germs can't grow where there's not much water. So food cured with salt lasts longer.
Because the water travelled out of the cells. Hey! Is that why Dad washes grazes with salty water? It kind of deflates the germs.
Yep. Salt is great for keeping cuts clean, as well as preserving food and being tasty on your food. I told you it had superpowers.
We even put salt on the path when it's snowy.
Yep, another superpower. Salt and water together are harder to freeze, so it melts the snow and ice.
Carina!
That's Dad, I gotta go. I think it's fish and chips for tea.
And come on, you'd rather have salt on them chips than diamonds, wouldn't you?
Definitely. Even super smug Sasha would have to agree with that. Bye for now.
Karina's Chemistry, with support from the Royal Society of Chemistry. Find out more at funkidslive.com.